In a rare move, media were invited to Fairchild Air Force Base on Friday to learn about its survival school. It came after the Senate Intelligence Committee's report, which reminded people that contract workers developed many harsh interrogation techniques. Two of those contractors, James Mitchell and Bruce Jessen, were former psychologists at Fairchild. Colonel John Duncan heads Fairchild's SEER school, the largest Air Force survival school.
I can tell you that they were not associated or affiliated with this school. I understand that they were in the school in the past, but after they retired, they went off and did their activities, but I can't speak to what they did.
The Senate committee's report suggests Mitchell and Jessen may have taken techniques learned at Fairchild and reverse engineered them to be used on enemies. They signed as CIA contractors after their Air Force retirement, post 9/11. While Duncan won't comment on the two men's work, he explained the need for psychologists in survival training.
There's a lot of oversight that we have that watches over our training every day to ensure that it is safe and effective training. Part of that is to have SEER psychologists in here to help students cope with the difficulties of training.
Base officials were eager to share some information about the program, like its mission to have airmen return with honor.
A good portion of our training is geared towards survival training. So you'll have water procurement, food procurement, shelter building, firecraft, land navigation, communication, signaling, wilderness medicine.
But other details were off limits, like the resistance and escape part of the training.
Actually, the tactics, techniques, and procedures of that training is classified, and that's to ensure that we protect those that would be at risk in the future so that some enemy couldn't exploit it against them.
Duncan says they use lessons learned from other conflicts going back to Vietnam. A bulk of the training happens right at Fairchild outside of Spokane, but they also conduct lessons in Washington's forests, the coast, and in swimming pools that simulate threats. The Air Force also has SEER programs at the bases in Pensacola, Florida, San Antonio, Texas, and Fairbanks, Alaska. The base received unwanted attention after the torture report came out. Duncan said he wanted to set the record straight that the base has no involvement in interrogation training and says they did not host Senate investigators either.
I'm not aware of any Senate investigators that came on base.
About 6,000 airmen go through Fairchild's rigorous survival school every year under a staff of about 500. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.